The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, exploring the human endeavor.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.
Hi, Patrick Cox here, and it's not often that a translator of a novel has a story that rivals the story he or she is translating. But a case is being made for just that by the great-great-niece of C.K. Scott Moncrief. Who, you ask? Well, C.K. Scott Moncrief was the first man to translate Marcel Proust's epic À la recherche du temps perdu. He was a contemporary of Proust, so he was translating something, you know, that hadn't yet become a classic. Moncrief translated the title, by the way, as, and this title stuck around for many decades, as Remembrance of Things Past. And my chapeau is off to you if you've read all seven volumes. Just imagine translating all those words. Well, in the case of Moncrief, translating was just a small part of a quite extraordinary life. He was a poet. He was a soldier during World War I. He was a spy in Mussolini's Italy. And he was also gay, long before it was called gay. We're not going to go into all that here. For that, you'll have to read the recently published Chasing Lost Time, The Life of C.K. Scott Moncrief, Soldier, Spy, and Translator. It's written by Jean Findlay, the aforementioned great-great-niece. We asked Jean Findlay a few questions about how it was that Moncrief took it upon himself to translate, well, one of the world's longest and most complicated pieces of fiction. It takes a bit of confidence, chutzpah, to do that, right? Well, she told The Big Show's Marco Werman that before she wrote this biography, she knew very little about her great-great-uncle. She would ask older relatives about him, and they told her pretty much nothing.
All I really knew about him was that he had translated Proust. His life story was really kept hidden from me. Nobody had investigated it very much, mainly because they were ashamed of the fact that he was homosexual. I really spoke mainly to my great aunt about him, and she was born in 1910, so she lived through the times when homosexuality was a criminal offence. So basically, in her mind, her uncle was a criminal. So she didn't discuss him very much, except she was proud of the fact that he translated Proust, although she herself had never read Proust.
How did Moncrief ever come to be the translator of Proust in the first place?
Well, he was a bit of a genius. He learned French when he was three from a Belgian nanny. And then he was a brilliant translator of Latin and Greek at the age of 11. He was a great student of literature. He read his way through the entire library that they had at his boarding school. And he himself was a poet, so he started publishing his poetry from about the age of 16. He started translating after the war, and he translated the Chanson de Roland from medieval French, and then he translated Beowulf from Middle English. I mean, both of those texts are very challenging. Chanson de Roland and Beowulf are very challenging. And he heard of Proust. Proust at that point was just being published. And he decided that that would be the next thing for him to translate.
So did Moncrief find translating Proust as difficult as, you know, La Chanson de Roland?
I think he just relished the challenge. He loved the fact that one whole page was just one sentence, that, you know, it was like a full-time crossword puzzle. And also because the version that he was given was a very complicated version because it had been published during the First World War when there weren't very many typesetters and when they'd mixed up a lot of the objects and subjects of the sentences. So the le and the la were in different places and sometimes weren't le or la and sometimes they were ideas. So very often it was a work of interpretation and guesswork.
Yeah, I gather even the title was a tough one to translate. It was debated for a long time. À la recherche du temps perdu, translated as Remembrance of Things Past. It seems fairly straightforward. What was the debate about?
The Google Translate version is In Search of Lost Time, but he made an interpretative leap and he chose a line from Shakespeare, from Sonnet number 30. When in sessions of sweet silent thought, I summon up remembrance of things past. Because he thought that that line from Shakespeare contained enough references to cover the ambiguity in the French, which is about in search of lost time and wasted time. In fact, I just learned yesterday, I met someone who'd done a theatre interpretation of the entire novel and he'd called it a waste of time. But But in fact, that is one of the interpretations of the title.
What did Marcel Proust think of Moncrief's title translation, just itself, the title?
He didn't like the title. And he wrote to him to say that he didn't like the title. And he should have added two at the beginning, two remembrance of things was. And then he said, well, my English isn't very good, so that might not be a good idea.
Oh, my gosh. And yet this translation by Moncrief of À la recherche du temps perdu became the translation for many decades. What authors do you think his translations ended up by influencing?
They definitely influenced Joyce and Virginia Woolf. In fact, Virginia Woolf wrote in her diary that she was reading Scott Moncrief's Proust, and it was so exciting, it was almost like a sexual experience.
Wow. Why do you think Moncrief's translation of Proust was the translation that stuck around for so long?
Because it's impossible for any one human being to translate Proust now. They realize that. The last translation, which came out in 2002, took seven translators 7 years. And Scott Moncrief did it in 7 years, at the same time as leading a heady life as a spy. And he had a fairly colorful sex life.
Have you gone back to reread Marcel Proust since writing this book about Moncrief?
I read it while I was writing it, and I read it in his translation. I just think he's better and better the more you read him. He's the sort of person that you should always have beside your bed because he helps you get to sleep. You can actually open Proust anywhere in that enormous novel and find something which is utterly poetic and meaningful and will take you back into yourself. It's a bit like meditation. It takes time apart. It can make 1 second last an entire chapter.
Jean Findlay, author of Chasing Lost Time, The Life of C.K. Scott Moncrief, Soldier, Spy, and Translator. She was speaking with The Big Show's Marco Werman. We have more online at pri.org/language and on Facebook at the World in Words page. On Twitter, you can find me under the name Patry Cox, PatriCox. And finally, you can find more great podcasts at soundworks.org. I'll be back in a few days.
The World in Words is made possible in part by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities, Exploring the Human Endeavor. The World in Words is also supported in part by PRI's New Voices Fund, bringing new perspectives and personalities to public media. Donors to the fund include Maureen and Michael Rutgers and the Sarah and Evan Williams Foundation.
Soundworks.
Soundworks.
From PRI.